Thanks.
Well, greetings, my friends. This is your Antarctica.
Did you say you were Antarctica?
Yes, and aren't you Uncle Bob?
I sure am. You've got it.
I'm that snow and ice-covered continent at the bottom of the world.
Oh, yeah, you're the South Pole, then.
Yes, that big continent just south of Africa.
You know, from outer space, our astronauts say you look like a huge white curtain.
That's because I'm snow-covered, Uncle Bob.
Mm-hmm. How big are you, Antarctica?
There's over 5 million square miles of me.
Why, that's bigger than India and China combined.
You're right.
Now, Auntie, is that 5 million square miles you're talking about land?
Yes, frozen land covered by snow and ice, 2 miles thick in some places.
Whoa, ice is 2 miles thick on you. Do you have any mountains?
Oh, yes, quite a few. One mountain is nearly 17,000 feet high. Most of the mountains are about 10,000 feet high, though.
Oh, I didn't know that. The beautiful penguins live on you, don't they?
That's right. Penguins are found at the South Pole.
Mm-hmm. What other animals live on your land?
4 different types of seals. Mm. The fur seal, the Weddell, the leopard, and the elephant seal.
Are there any birds on your continent, Auntie?
Yes, there are a lot of petrels and skuas that nest along my coastline. And every summer, the Arctic tern flies down all the way from the North Pole, and he builds his nest on my shoreline.
Oh my, that's a distance of 11,000 miles.
That's right, Uncle Bob. But the wonderful Creator, the Son of God, has given the Arctic tern a marvelous road map in his brain.
Now, Antarctica, you're surrounded by water, right?
Yes, the South Atlantic and the Indian Oceans.
Okay, now, because you're located at the South Pole, that means there are times when the sun never sets and times when it never rises on you, right?
Correct. For 5 months during the summertime, the sun never sets on me.
That means it's light for 24 hours a day.
Yes, and then for 5 months during the wintertime, the sun never rises over my continent.
It's dark for 24 hours a day then.
Correct.
Now, why is that, Auntie?
'Cause the Earth is making its yearly trip around the sun, and because of the way our Earth is tilted at 23.5 degrees, the sun rays completely miss the South Pole for 5 of those months.
And then as our Earth gets on the other side of the sun, all of its rays strike the South Pole, right?
And I have 5 months of sunshine.
Hey, super. Your winters come when we have summer up here in the Northern Hemisphere, right?
Yes. And it's summer in Antarctica when you have winter.
Just the opposite. How cold do you get, Auntie?
I'm the coldest place on the face of the Earth, Uncle Bob. Average temperature in the wintertime on me is 100 below zero. And that's without the wind chill factor.
What's the coldest you've ever gotten, Antarctica?
Back in August of 1960, it was 127 degrees below zero at Vostok, Antarctica.
Ooh, so you're the coldest place on the Earth.
Yes, and the windiest, too.
Oh, really?
Yes, during the cold, dark winter months of June, July, and August, the average wind gusts are 100 miles per hour.
Not fit for human life, then, right?
That's why people don't live on me.
But there are scientific stations on your continent, Auntie.
Yes, but no one lives there on a regular basis, Uncle Bob.
I see. How warm do you get during the summer months of December, January, and February?
Never above freezing.
Really? Even when the sun shines for 24 hours a day?
That's right. The temperature at the South Pole never gets above 32 degrees Fahrenheit.
Well, I don't understand why you don't warm up Antarctica.
That's because I'm covered with snow and ice, Uncle Bob. My ice acts like a mirror to the sun, and it reflects the sun rays back into the sky. It won't absorb them.
Okay, I understand now, Auntie. How much does it snow on you each year?
Very little, very, very little. Only about 4 inches a year.
That's all?
That's it.
Boy, I'd think it'd snow a lot more than that on you. Why so little snow?
Because I'm too cold for it to snow a lot, Uncle Bob, mm-hmm. and I'm also way too dry.
I see. Your air is dry. You need moisture to produce snow.
Oh, definitely. I'm very dry. That's why I am a desert.
You're a desert?
Sure. Any land that receives less than 7 inches of rain or melted snow a year is a desert.
Well, you have to be the coldest, driest desert in the world, then.
I am, Uncle Bob. It never rains in Antarctica.
Never?
Never, because it's too cold. It's below freezing all the time, remember?
Oh, that's right, and it can't rain. But you do have tons and tons of ice on you, Auntie.
Oh, do I ever, Uncle Bob. Some places the ice is 2 miles thick.
Whoa, boy, that's heavy, ma'am, heavy.
If you could take all of my ice and lay it on the United States, it would completely cover your country, 2 miles thick.
Boy, that's a lot of ice.
Now, if we could melt that ice, we would have the greatest amount of fresh drinking water anywhere in the world.
Boy, isn't that interesting. Your 2 mile thick ice is fresh water that has been frozen then, right?
Oh, yes. It's a humongous glacier that moves very slowly toward the sea. Frequently, huge chunks of the ice will break off when it gets to the ocean, and that's where icebergs come from.
Very interesting, Antarctica. Now, we know that you're not getting any rain or much snow, maybe 4 or 5 inches a year. Where did all of your ice come from? Why did the great creator let your continent have so much ice?
Uncle Bob, nobody but the creator really knows for sure. I do have an opinion, though.
Okay, thanks for being honest. Would you share it with my friends?
Okay. There's scientific evidence that Antarctica used to be a very warm, pleasant continent.
Oh, is that so?
Yes. In my ice, scientists have found fossils of tropical trees and plants that could only grow in a warm climate.
So once upon a time, it was warm in Antarctica, right, Auntie?
Yes.
Well, how do you explain the change, the way you are now, then?
Well, the Creator's book seems to say that back in the beginning, when he made the world, the whole Earth was surrounded by a big canopy of water.
Sort of like a terrarium, right?
Yes, very much like a terrarium.
You know, it's very interesting that you say that, Auntie, because Genesis 2, 5, and 6 in the Creator's book says God had not sent any rain upon the earth, but a mist used to rise from the earth and water the whole surface of the ground.
And that would make the whole earth, including the South Pole, like a lush greenhouse.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Genesis 7:11 says, though, when the Creator God sent the worldwide flood in Noah's day, he broke this terrarium, this water canopy.
Yes, the verse says the floodgates of the sky were opened. The Creator opened them to judge the earth.
And all of this water came gushing down on this warm earth.
And that means all the warm tropical air escaped into the atmosphere like that. It was gone.
Yes, indeed. And it got cold in some places very fast.
Places like the South Pole, Antarctica.
Okay. Now tell the boys and girls why it got cold there so fast.
Because for 5 months every year, the sun does not shine at all at the South Pole, and the temperature drops to 100 degrees below zero.
Okay, and sometime during that flood, much of the fresh water that covered you could have frozen solid and turned to ice rapidly.
Yes, and the trees and plants that used to grow on me could no longer grow.
Too cold. That's why scientists have found fossils of plants and trees in your ice.
That's my opinion of it, Uncle Bob. That's my explanation of why I'm a cold, frozen wasteland.
Well, Antarctica, I feel your explanation is the best I've heard yet. I believe it's the most scientific, too, because every place in the world shows evidence of a worldwide flood.
Thank you, Uncle Bob. Nice talking with you today, and nice meeting you boys and girls. Stop by sometime, and I'll give you some ice to chew on.
Okay. Thanks for being my guest, Antarctica. I've learned a lot today.